We were very honored and also humbled by the world coming and gracing this memorial service of Madiba. But again, this world attention also said to all of us that we should be thankful that we have been able to produce a person who's loved beyond the borders of his own hometown, of his own country, and even of his own continent. Because as you have rightfully said, people all over the globe and over 90 heads of state, let alone presidents of national organizations, including the Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, all came to pay their respects to Madiba because of what he represented: freedom, social justice, a caring world, a world that is at peace with itself, but also South Africa that is reconciled, South Africa that is at peace with itself, and South Africa that can even get better.
How are South Africans reacting following the memorial service attended by all these world leaders to pay their respect to Madiba?
South Africans, they themselves were part of these services, and as you will know, many of them were watching these services were part of these services at the comfort of their own homes, because the memorial service of Madiba was broadcast live to all homes in South Africa. So many people were watching these services at their homes, but many more watched the services in their workplaces, because today was a working day in South Africa. Despite that, people, thousands of them, still made it to the stadium. Others took one day off to be part of the memorable service of Madiba. So South Africans of all types, rich and poor, black and white, were part of these services, were here to put their last respects to Madiba. But more importantly, South Africans have appreciated the presence of the entire world leaders in their midst as we celebrate and mourn a life well lived.
Give me your thought about the organization of this memorial service and the 10-day mourning as announced by the government.
Well, our thoughts are that we think the service went well. The other services that are planned, including the laying of our president in state starting tomorrow up to Friday, we think information has been given to the South African public and also to our national partners and other governments of the world about all these activities. Of course, what we are a little bit perturbed about are some behavioral patterns that we saw at the memorial service itself, where some people booed the president of the Republic, Comrade President Jacob Zuma. And a point we have made that we don't know what was behind these behaviors that are alien, because as South Africans, we would have expected all of us to treat this activity of Madiba with respect and give it the dignity it deserves. And I can tell you that all South Africans have frowned these alien behaviors that we have witnessed at the stadium. But again, these behaviors were not able to disrupt the service. The service went on up to the end, and all speakers were expected to spoke up to the end, and also we had a sermon that was also undertaken. So from that end, our overall impression is that the service went well, despite some attempt by some lunatics to try and derail it.
Mr. Ntembu, some people are saying that they thought that the president has not been able to fulfill the promises he's made. They thought they could say that to announce their displeasure of the promises that has not been kept.
The platform can't be right for that. the platform was not a right platform for that. That's what we have said. Because, you see, in South Africa, by the way, people have the right to protest. People have the right to air their view without any fear. People have the right to even write a letter to petition the president. But this was not a platform for that. This was a platform for all of us in South Africa and joined by our brothers and sisters and our leaders from all over the world and all over Africa. This was an opportunity to say to Madiba, go well. You have done a wonderful work on behalf of the people of this country, the people of the continent, and people of the world. This was meant to be a solemn send-off for Madiba. All of us have gathered there just for that one purpose, nothing and nothing else. So anybody then came with some political program that seemed or that wanted to undermine this program of Madiba send-off, in our view, that person would not have done. In our view, those unbecoming behavior under these circumstances is totally condemned. And all South Africans are condemning that behavior, not only the ANC. All of us, in fact, I was speaking to the members of the opposition as I was leaving, and they had heard me speaking in other radio stations condemning the behavior. They said they are going to do exactly that as well. Because as South Africans, we might have our own differences, political differences. One thing we don't have differences on is the role Madiba played for us to be where we are. Not differences on that.